you long enough to get back home. You have something I need, and you are going to give it to me. Understand? Because I know all about you, Parker. You and Spider-Man. I know you and Spider-Man are partners. He sets you up to take your pictures, and you split the cash. Real cozy. Ha! That's chump change to me. Know your enemy, huh, Parker? You know me, all right. So you don't even remember me? I'll refresh your memory. And when I'm done, I'll make sure you never forget Hobie Brown. Yeah, that's my name. My life began in this neighborhood. Not long ago, it almost ended here, too. Times for me were always tough. I decided that if I wanted to get anywhere, I either had to have power or work for someone who did. I made the choice I thought was right. It's time we stop risking our pants for that blue-skinned freak. We're the ones taking the chances. We ought to take our fair share, too. And maybe more. I've been working for a crime boss named Iceberg. Rumor was his genes had been tinkered with so he could be tougher, more dangerous. They say he wasn't human anymore. Rumor was probably right on. Thanks, Iceberg. You know you can count on us. What? But we ought to take our fair share, too. And maybe more. Ice, you can't do this to me. Ice, you know that ain't right. Ice! I was done for. These guys were setting me up for the big chill. I had to act fast. Angela. Baby, I'm in trouble. Baby, listen to me.
How?
If I did that, I'd just be a chump working for somebody else. I want to be somebody with power. Thanks for more of nothing. My life was on the line. I had to split town, but that was gonna take cash. I was desperate. That's when I saw you and your lady. You had it all. Nice clothes, a full wallet, and the love of a good woman. $12? This ain't gonna get me anywhere. Maybe not, wall crawler. Ha! Now who's the hot shot hero? That's it. Give me an even better target. Hobie Brown has a superhero on the run. And I was gonna leave town. Okay, Spider-Man. Freeze. No! Okay. You think about a lot of things hanging upside down, waiting for the cops to take you away for violating your parole. Ice had his rules, Spider-Man had his. When was I gonna lay down mine? All that kept running through my head was what Ice had said to me. Whoever has the power makes the rules. I was gonna have plenty of time to think things over, or so I thought. Friend of yours? Who's your father? Yeah, that and a token will get me a ride on the subway. I didn't believe him at all. But then, odd things started to happen. Somebody hired a slick uptown lawyer for me. He told the judge that there was no proof I'd broken parole. And since Spider-Man wasn't around to testify, the law had to let me go. He won! Somebody was on my side that day, and I wanted to see what else they could do for me. I had no idea he was the son of the Kingpin. Power. There's this guy in my neighborhood named Iceberg. I want to stick it to him once and for all. Cool Halloween costume. Does it do anything? Instant power. Mine? What's the catch? Yes, power. Is incredible. We're even now, right? Your son's life for the suit. No strings attached. No strings. Funny how you always hear that from the guys pulling them. I decided to test out the Kingpin's present in an old abandoned building where no one would get hurt. The force was astounding. The strength was incredible. I could go anywhere, do anything. I wasn't weak like Hobie Brown. I was somebody new. I needed a new name. Felt like a wild animal on the prowl, so I decided to call myself the Prowler. The balance of power in New York City had finally shifted to me. Now it's my turn. I don't think so. Your freak genes don't cut it anymore. Not when the Prowler's on your tail. You! take me again. See how you like my web. I had done it. I'd beaten Iceberg and Spider-Man both in one night. I was the Prowler. Spider-Man was destroyed, or so I thought. Maybe I'll never know what happened to him next. Parker, I thought I was it. All I had to do was officially take the reins of power. Iceberg, time to cash that check your mouth's been writing. Forgot to tell you, this suit has its own nuclear heating unit. Now, where were we? I wanted Iceberg's operation. Now I had it. Iceberg, see if our guests would like anything cold to drink. Gentlemen, ladies, a toast to the new order. Stay away! What's wrong with it?
What's wrong?
The suit! It's hurting me! You have to fix it! What?
You said no strings!
Why would you do this to me? I saved your son! But why do you want to control me? How could I have been so stupid? I was lost all over again. Shh, please. It's me. Why is he here? But he's nobody. Things could have been so different if only you'd helped me that night. If power isn't important, Angela, then what is? I lost Angela. I've lost everything that really meant anything to me. Because I need Spider-Man. I saw in the news that he was alive. He must have survived my attack after all. Now he's the only guy I know who's strong enough to help me face off against the Kingpin. And I'm gonna make you tell me where Spider-Man is, or force him to come here to save your life. I need him. Pain. The good news? What good would that do me? You'd call Spider-Man for me? From where I stand, I only saw one way to go. Sorry, but I'm no longer in the business of letting anybody tell me what to do. This is it. Can you figure it out? Oh, yeah?
No.
Destroy him.
I wouldn't, or I'll trip the gizmos you put in this suit to keep it on me. Then we all go boom.
Hold your fire, men. He's right. That suit is still quite explosive.
Come on, man. I used up all the suit's energy that Parker gave us. Now you gotta get us out of here. Hang on. Thanks to you and Parker for helping me see another sunrise. For helping me see a lot of things. Your head okay?
It's getting there. What now?
I'm not sure. I know what I'm not going to do, though. I'm never getting myself into this kind of trap again. The only power that means anything to me now is my own power over myself, my life, and the choices I make. Only other thing I know is there's a girl named Angela who's looking for a man to love. Maybe I can still make her understand that that man ought to be me. It might not be too late. I should have listened to her in the first place. I've sure got a lot of apologizing to do.